Okay, we learned yesterday that you are not allowed to set up a two-tiered pricing system, one for credit and one for cash. If for credit, but the credit card includes for credit, if for credit is more expensive, you're not allowed to set up that system, except we learned two possibilities how you can do it, we said last night. One is if it's clear that the market price is the credit price and you're getting a discount for cash, if that's clear, in whatever way it would be clear, then the Chochmas Adam hold its mutter, although most Achronim say even then it's Asur. Or if it's clear that all you're doing is passing along the cost of processing the credit card, then it's also mutter. You're always allowed to offset your cost, pass along the cost that it costs you. That was yesterday. Now, if a business wants to run a sale and limit the sale to cash only, right, so then what it would have to do is to make it unavailable as credit. It's not available as credit. So you can run a sale and you say the sale is cash only and you can't buy the item for credit. Then there's nothing wrong. That's perfectly okay. But once you say that we're running the sale for cash only and for credit it's a higher price, you're running into a shaila. Another possibility is that if you buy something on credit and you make a kinyan already and you've bought it, and then the seller offers you a discount if you pay him immediately. The truth is you could do that with a loan too. Before the loan is due, you lend someone money. Before the loan is due, you could offer a discount for prepayment. There's no problem with that. Right? So if someone bought something on credit and made a Maaser Kinyan already, and then you offer him that if he pays cash, you'll give him a discount, that's okay. But if it says in the contract, let's say with someone, that there's a 2% off for prepayment, that again is usur, because then you're setting up a two-tier system, one for cash and one for credit, which you're not allowed to do. If you're buying things in installments, and there's a service charge, a slight service charge each month, that's okay. It's a slight charge, it's obviously to offset costs. What you would need, just to check it out, is that the cost is the same no matter how much the payment is. The payment's a little, if the payment's a lot, that monthly fee is the same. And it doesn't fluctuate based on how long, it doesn't increase if it takes you longer to pay. But if it's just a charge every month, so again, that's a service charge for the processing, for the installment, so that is okay.